Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Tis the season for giving, and to celebrate the start of the most joyous time of the year, DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players the opportunity to cash in on a no-brainer this Thanksgiving. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to double your money if either Baltimore or Pittsburgh score a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes for you to double your money is one touchdown. Yep, you heard it right. All you have to do is opt into the promotion, place your bet, sit back, and watch the ball enter the end zone. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore score a touchdown in Thursday night's game. That's right. All it takes is one touchdown, and you double your money when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. I'm Jim. He's Dustin. And Dusty, we've been looking at the players through our first couple segments. I want to take a look at James Franklin and his coaching staff and the job they did this week and through the season. And trust me, he is getting a lot of arrows thrown his way. If I look at my text messages, my email, our Ask Greg and Ask Ross thing, the fans are not happy right now with Coach Franklin. Is it justified?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a good approach to that, and there's a, you know, what I would say maybe is a little kind of jump the gun approach where you're questioning whether he is the guy or not. And I understand these questions come up when the team has looked so bad, Jim, through 5 weeks. But I do think it's so early to discuss James Franklin moving on from him or firing him and all that stuff. Like, this team hasn't been ready to play in 5 weeks. The defense has been bad. The offense has been bad. They haven't executed much of anything well. They don't have a lot of energy. They're getting out to slow starts. The games are over really before the half in most of these situations. And a lot of that goes to at James Franklin's feet. First of all, Sandy Barber is not going to make any kind of hasty move with James Franklin. I think you'd have to endure probably a whole nother year just like this one to even start having this conversation at Penn State. James Franklin is responsible for so much of the early success that Sandy Barber had on campus. She arrived in a situation where she didn't really have to worry about the football team winning or making money or supporting the rest of her athletic programs. And when you can arrive in that atmosphere, you can thrive as an administrator. And that's exactly what happened. I don't think she's going to forget that when you look at everything. And then obviously with all the different circumstances, Penn State has not handled all the COVID stuff, you know, all the chaos, the uncertainty, as well as other programs. And they've had injuries on top of that, have lost now, including Pat Freiermuth, I guess their three best players in this season. So there's a lot of stuff going on. James Franklin has personal stuff happening. I think he's probably overcommitted himself to maintaining safety protocols, and they've dwelled on that too much. They met for the first time in person as a team just like a week and a half ago. So you think about all this stuff, and it's not really fuel for a conversation about James Franklin's long-term future. You can have questions about it, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
Now, well, first of all, Penn State is not going to do anything because the buyout is so huge right now. And in these economic times where teams this season are losing so much money with no crowds allowed. So I think we could take that off the table. I think we got to look at it the other way. Would James Franklin just say, gee, things are going wrong here. If there's ever going to be a change made, it's because James Franklin chooses to leave, not that he's asked to leave. But
oh, it's possible. I think I mentioned the Jimbo Fisher, Florida State, kind of came to the end of the road really abruptly, really messy down there. I don't think it would be that situation here, but the possibility of James Franklin saying, you know what, I think this is maybe run its course. And maybe both of us could use a restart. You know, I've gotten this program to a really healthy place. There's a really good base of talent. Maybe my voice isn't the voice to kind of try to take it to the next level. Maybe that conversation happens. Maybe there's a mutual thing. Maybe James Franklin wants to leave for USC. There's all kinds of maybes here. And, you know, the fact that Franklin is without his family, maybe accelerates some of that sort of thinking, I guess, but it's possible. Let's put it that way. But I would imagine that James Franklin is Penn State's football coach in 2021.
I do too, and I really didn't plan on having the conversation go in that direction. Let's go back and talk a little bit more about some of the decisions he's making, some of the coaching decisions. We've already talked a little bit about he's not going to put the quarterback under center ever under any circumstances. And I think that shows some stubbornness in the way he calls his game. I think we can be critical of that. But there were a couple other things. When Penn State came in, when Sean Clifford came in and they scored a touchdown to make the score 31-13, and they chose to kick the extra point, why not go for 2 points there to get within 16 points and two scores?
That's a good question. I don't know, you know, and it goes back to, if I can just big picture James Franklin as a coach, it's not his making these decisions in game on the fly when there's not a protocol. And I mean, there's a guidance sheet in some of these situations, but he is such a protocol-oriented guy and a control freak kind of guy. I think sometimes when there's all these different moving parts and variables, I think he gets flustered into making decisions that aren't the right ones. And that goes for fourth downs. That goes for 2 points versus 1 point. It goes for a lot of things. And I don't think he made the right choice in that situation.
I don't think so either. And, you know, there's so much else going on. It's funny when the team wins, you make a decision like that, you know, it gets lost. But when you lose and have so many different things that happen with this team, that decision gets lost, I think, also. I had one other thing that I've seen this with fan reaction. And candidly, I'm reacting this way too. Everybody is dealing with COVID this year and all the special circumstances that go with it. But it seems like James Franklin has a tendency in his post-game press conferences, when asked a question, he starts by making an excuse and then says, but there's no excuse.
Here's an excuse, but there's no excuse. Yeah, there is some deflection in a lot of the things that he's saying after these games. And I don't know. I mean, if I'm in that position and those are legitimate issues that you're dealing with now, but you're right. I mean, everybody was dealt similar circumstances, not the same circumstances nationwide, not even the same circumstances within the confines of the Big Ten, just because of all the different scenarios and what your university and what your community and what your state is subjected to. So, but I do think it's fit. You know, it's still my running theory that James Franklin has put too much of himself into maintaining protocols. And it's a delicate dance. If you don't maintain strict protocols, you run a much greater risk of COVID running rampant and having games canceled, having your season basically wiped out. But then if you, as the head coach, are trying to control that so much that you're not working with your football team on football as much as you should, then that becomes an issue too. Like, that's my theory on part of this whole malaise, is that Franklin doesn't have a lot of energy. And you have not seen it on the sideline in 5 weeks. You've seen just arms crossed. You've seen him kind of try to force himself to get rah-rah. And the team kind of picks up on that. And I do think that Penn State has been obsessive about protocols and all that stuff more so than some other programs. And James Franklin even said it himself. He hasn't delegated that enough. And you see what's happening. I think they just haven't. They haven't recruited well. They haven't practiced well, I would imagine, and they have not played well under all these circumstances. And that all comes back to the coaches. If you're not managing your time or your energy well enough as a coach, that's on you.
It is. It is on the head coach and the coaching staff, Dustin. And I've had a theory about this season where, you know, whenever you talk about the special circumstances, you've got to say, isn't everybody else facing that same issue? And I am saying that, but what I find interesting, and now I'll turn around and defend the coaching staff a little bit. These are still young people who are the college football players. And I think there's a lot of momentum, either positive or negative, that's tougher to turn around this year. And some of the teams that have had rough starts, you're seeing several teams that you expected a lot more from them. I'm talking about Michigan, who they're going to play this week. I'm talking about Minnesota. A lot more was expected of them. And if things don't go right, things could start to snowball very quickly. Whereas on the flip side, you see Indiana. They came out of that first game against Penn State. They got the breaks. Things fell their way. And they seem to be riding that momentum. So it seems like even more so than in other years, momentum is a factor, and Penn State's momentum started out negative.
I think that's 100% true. And I get the people looking at that Indiana game saying, okay, if there's a win in that game, then how does this season shape up a little bit differently? But you go 0-1, you know you're going to go 0-2. Any win that was in the sales came out of it. And that was, you know, I think that especially the Penn State offense, the best they played all year was in that Indiana game. And I think it goes to, you know, some teams, some programs, and some rosters, the way that they took shape were better positioned than others to not have a non-conference schedule, to not have three opportunities to figure yourselves out. And to kind of get a little bit of confidence and momentum going. And so, yeah, you're right. Once you go 0-1, you lose, all your goals seem to start to go up and smoke. I think that's had a real tangible impact on Penn State and the way that they've played and the lack of energy that they've had. It's hard to get up for some of these games now.
It truly is. So anyway, that is it for quarter number three. In quarter number four, we're going to ask Dustin the same question we've been asking every week. What now? Where does this team go from here? Stick around. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes is one touchdown. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN during sign-up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.